All right, friends, welcome to a brand new month. Welcome as well to episode 2801, kicking off a new series of 100 episodes. How can I sell clothes on Depop? That's what we're talking about today in this episode. But first, let me just say thank you for being out there. So excited to continue making this daily podcast for you. It's called Side Hustle School. We make it, well, every single day, all about helping you make extra money without quitting your job. So without further ado, today's question comes from Rachel in Toronto. She has noticed the rising popularity of Depop, especially among younger audiences, and wants to get started selling on the platform. So if you've been curious about how to succeed on Depop, or if you're like, what is Depop? Well, we actually talked about it a couple weeks ago in reference to a seller on Poshmark. So both of these networks, Poshmark and Depop, they're places you can go, they're apps, platforms you can use to sell or resell clothes. Could be clothes that are just in your closet, could be vintage clothes, could be fashion, could be things that you deliberately purchase with an eye to reselling for a higher amount of money, also known as profit. And so Poshmark is one of the big platforms for that, but Depop is increasingly popular with younger audiences. So this listener wants to get started on it and is looking for specific tips. Let's talk about how to make listings stand out and attract buyers if you might be interested in this particular marketplace. And if not, most of these things can apply to other ideas or ways of thinking about making money as well. Detailed question about selling clothes on Depop coming right up.
Hey Chris, I'm Rachel from Toronto. I've noticed that Depop has been gaining a lot of popularity lately, especially among younger audiences. I'm interested in selling on Depop, but I'm not sure how to get started. What are some tips to successfully selling on Depop, and why do you think it's becoming so popular? Any advice on how to make my listings stand out and attract buyers would be really greatly appreciated. Or anything else you can think of as well. Thanks a lot.
All right, Rachel, thanks so much for the question. Depop has indeed gained a lot of traction, especially among Gen Z and millennials. And one of the reasons is it's kind of combined social media and e-commerce, which was really smart. And that kind of made it the go-to platform for fashion enthusiasts looking to buy and sell secondhand clothing and accessories. So people are using it socially, and then some people are using it to make money. And that's a good combination. So what do you need to know besides why it's popular? Well, first of all, you want to create an appealing profile. And I should say, what do you need to know if you want to sell on Depop? You don't have to, right? You could just use it. But if you want to actually be a profitable seller, so first thing is to create an appealing profile. It's the first thing potential buyers see. So clear profile picture, write a catchy bio that reflects your style and what you sell. Use keywords. We always talk about this with Etsy or Pinterest or anything else. Keywords are important. That's how people find particular listings. High-quality photos of the items. Those are super important. Natural lighting. Use a clean background. Multiple angles. Go above and beyond with your photo taking. Really important. You can also consider modeling the clothes yourself or using a mannequin. People do that, and that helps visualize how the items look when worn. Detailed description, again with those keywords, and then engage with the community. So Depop, as I said, social network effectively. So engage with other users by following them, liking their items, leaving comments, just kind of like you would for a first-time social media strategy with a new account anywhere. And if you start getting inquiries, respond promptly. The system, the all-powerful algorithm, rewards that. Basically, like if you respond within an hour or even less, they like that. Good customer service leads to positive reviews and repeat business. And not just that, but again, the algorithm, that is important. Anybody can get started doing this right away. You don't have to have ever had a side hustle before. You don't have to have made a website. You don't have to be a programmer or a designer. Really, you can just jump on, download the app, create a profile, take some high quality photos of clothes that you already own, perhaps. If you want to get into reselling later, that's a whole other thing, but it all starts with just kind of building a foundation, and that's how you do it. Rachel, anybody else out there, good luck. Excited for you this month and every month. New episodes come out every single day, 7 days a week. This was 2801. Let's catch up again tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.